The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Isaiah. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the horses, the chariots, the armies, and the reinforcements, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls. Because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus anointed at Bethany. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Mary anointed Jesus' feet with a costly ointment, a costly perfume. All four gospels record the anointment of Jesus. Our question is, each gospel talking about a unique event? That's the question. Four such anointments, that comes to our mind. But if you look at Matthew and Mark, they both talk about the same event. 2 days before Jesus was betrayed at Simon the leper's house, a woman anointed Jesus' head. And Luke's gospel has got an anointment event. That had happened way before this particular time, probably 1 year before. So that's a unique event. John talks about Mary anointing Jesus' feet 6 days before he was betrayed. So I think gospel writers give us three different anointing of Jesus. We really do not know. I always feel that Mark and Matthew talk about what has happened in John's gospel. But let's leave it. But according to many scholars, three such anointing. But we are going to look at what we have just read from John's Gospel, chapter 2. Mary spent a costly perfume and she anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped with her hair. Now, Judas complained. He said it is a waste of money. This money, we could have sold this ointment in the market, got the money, and then we could have distributed it among the poor. So we have two people. One is Mary, showed an extravagant love, an extraordinary love for Jesus. And another side, we have Judas, who is showing some kind of a greediness. We will come to that. So I thought we will look at these two characters. One is a model to follow. Another is a model which gives us warnings. So we will look at three different things from these three people. I want to compare these two people. Number one, Mary thought about what I can give, what I can give to our Lord Jesus. Not many people thought that. People were receiving from Jesus. He raised the people from the dead. He cleansed the leper. He healed the sick. He opened the eyes of born blind. He kept on giving. He is a generous giver. And rarely we find people who think about what I can give. And Mary thought about that. What can I give to Jesus? He has done something extraordinary in my life. My brother Lazarus is raised from the dead. What can I give to Jesus? The similar kind of a thing came to David. David, while he was sitting in his house, looking at his roof and the beautiful house in which he was living, thought about the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is kept in the tent. In a tent. How can it be there? What can I do? I have to build a beautiful temple for that Ark of the Covenant. God was pleased with that kind of thought. Mary's thought is highly pleased by the Lord. Such thought is important. The question comes to us, do we have such thought? We have been receiving from the Lord, and he died for us and rose again. We did not ask for it. We did not know the meaning of it, but he did it everything voluntarily. And he has been blessing us with blessings beyond our imagination. Have we ever thought what I am going to give him? There was no compulsion whatsoever on Mary. Mary voluntarily thought about giving something. Let's move to Judas. Judas thought about, what can I get? What can I get? Judas only tells the price of this perfume. If he had not told us, then we would have not known the price of this perfume. Have you seen people who are obsessed with money? As soon as they see your watch, they know the price. As soon as they see your car, they know the price. They are obsessed with money. Such people don't get satisfaction in anything. They will keep on asking, keep on wanting. Now, the problem with Judas Iscariot is this. He is not caring about the poor. If this perfume is sold in the market, I'm the one who is taking care of the cash, so I will be going to sell it in the market, so I'll get some commission, and then I'm the one who is going to go and give it to the poor. There again, I'm going to take some commission. So in both ways, I'm going to make money, and he was worried that it is already being wasted, according to him. So his thoughts are, what can I get? Now, the second point that I want to make is, Mary thought about what is the right gift for Jesus. What is the fitting one for Jesus? She knew for sure that she cannot compensate all that she has received from the Lord. Yes, that's true. We cannot give back. We cannot reciprocate to the Lord. Oh, everything that we have is from Him. How we are going to reciprocate or how we are going to give back? No, I think that is not possible. What she did is this. She did the right thing at the right time. She knew that something is going to happen. This time is moving very fast, and I should not allow this to go out of my hand. If she had delayed, she would have never been able to do this for Jesus. So she did it at the right time with the fitting thing, with the right thing. That's what important. The true disciple, the serious follower of Jesus knows what to give, when to give. And she stands tall with her generous contribution. She is a great model for all of us. Look at Judas Iscariot. He is self-serving. Even a small amount is big for him. He betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver coin. Very small amount. To make it in perspective, let me say that it is a price of a slave in the Old Testament. Another little comparison that I want to make is Philistines offered 1,100 pieces of silver coin to Delilah to betray Samson. Samson, his price was 1,100 silver coins. Look at this. He is, even that small amount is something big because he was greedy. He stooped down due to his greediness. The third point that I want to make here is, Mary did it out of her devotion to the Lord. She is a committed follower of Jesus. She admires Jesus. Her love for Jesus is indeed great. She is very affectionate, very loving, very caring, and she always wanted to be with Jesus. She did it out of her commitment, out of her devotion. A chapter before, John chapter 11, there we read about Lazarus' death. It was informed that he was not keeping well, but Jesus delayed and Jesus came only 4 days after his death. He arrived at the outskirts of the village. Martha met him first, and their conversation is philosophical. When Mary came to know that Jesus came, that's where very important. Please read John chapter 11. You would see the body language. She ran. She ran. As soon as she saw Jesus, she fell on his feet, prostrated before him. And she said, "Jesus, if you were here, my brother would have not died." A very emotional scene that she created. It is all because of her affection. In fact, she was telling Jesus, "Jesus, all these 4 days I missed you, not my brother. You were the one I missed." Highly devoted, highly affectionate. And you will now read in John chapter 11, Jesus wept. That moved him also. A person who is totally dedicated and affectionate. And therefore, whatever she did to Jesus, of course, it's a very costly perfume. The perfume did not give that fragrance. Her action brought fragrance into that house. Whatever she did it out of love. Mother Teresa said this, "It is not how much you do, but how much love you put into what you do that counts." Mary stands tall. Let's look at Judas. Judas is no way near to the commitment of Mary. He is no way near to the devotion that Mary exhibited. He's a person who was standing at the door, withdrawing, disengaging. As soon as I get a chance, I want to run away. If I get a benefit, I will stay inside. If I don't get benefit, I will walk away. He's detaching himself, very casual, not committed, never wanted to come closer. Jesus taught him for 3.5 years. The result is very poor. He has not responded well to those 3.5 years of teaching. As we come to the end of this short meditation, let's look at Judas. He thought what he can get because he was greedy and not committed to Jesus, and he is a poor model. And he is a warning. We have such people even in our time, always want to withdraw, always want to go away, not wanting to come closer. He is a warning. He stooped down because of his greediness. Let's look at Mary. Mary thought about what can be given. What can I give to Jesus? And she wanted to do it generously. I know what is fitting, she knew. And then she did it with sincere devotion, with love for Jesus. And that's the model that we need to be following. Jesus is not physically present with us. Therefore, we cannot do as Mary did. But Jesus said, "My people are with you. The poor are among you. Whatever we do to the poor, that we do it for Jesus." May the dear Lord help us. Amen.